You will hear part of a seminar on ocean research given by a climate scientist. You have some time to look at questions 26 to 30. Now listen and answer questions 26 to 30.
You say you're building models of the world's ocean systems, but how are they going to be used? And more importantly, when?
Some of the data has already helped in completing projects. For example, our understanding of the underlying causes of El Niño events is being confirmed by float data. Another way we're using float data is to help us to understand the mechanics of climate change, like global warming and ozone depletion. That's part of an ongoing variability study, but the results are still a long way off. However, this is not the case with our ocean weather forecasting. Because we know from the floats what the prevailing weather conditions will be in certain parts of the ocean, we can advise the Navy on search and rescue missions. That's happening right now, and many yachtsmen owe their lives to the success of this project. In addition, the float data can help us to look at the biological implications of ocean processes.
Would that help with preserving fish stocks?
Yes, and advising governments on fisheries legislation. We're well on the way to completing a project on this. We hope it will help to bring about more sustainable fishing practices. We'll be seeing the results of that quite soon.
It sounds like the data from floats has lots of applications.
Yes, it does. It's also a powerful agricultural tool. If we were aware of what the weather would be like, say, next year, we could make sure that the farmers planted appropriate grain varieties to produce the best yield from the available rainfall.
That sounds a bit like science fiction, especially when now we can't even tell them when a drought will break.
I agree that this concept is still a long way in the future. But it will come eventually, and the float data will have made a contribution.